I was in Durham at the time, received a phone call during a gig. The Google voice number that it came through on has this lovely feature of transcribing digitally what it thinks the voicemail said. And my voicemail transcribed as, "Hey, this is such and such calling from Circuit City, and we want to know if you want to audition. Saw you on YouTube. Think your stuff is great. It's right in line with what we're trying to do. And just here's my number. Give me a call." when I finally got a chance to listen to the voicemail, it turned out that Circuit City was actually Cirque du Soleil, and they heard an interview that I had done and did a little research online and were like, "Yeah, we need a singing cellist. So what's up? Trying to come out here?"
Talk about a niche that you have filled.
I know.
Can you tell us about your program at Spivey? What are we expecting? Is it just you on stage?
That thankfully is not going to be the case. Not a solo show today, or I should say on Sunday. I'm performing with my quartet, so I'll have a rhythm section of piano, bass, drums, and we are going to play a mixture. I call my music chamber soul. It's one word, capital C, capital S, because we got to make it jazzy. Got to make it interesting and fun. But the chamber portion has almost everything to do with the way that we interact with each other, with the acousticness of the sound, with the fact that it might be Shauna Tucker on the bill, but we are truly a unit, and sometimes the give and take of who is leading us kind of goes and flows throughout, similar to a chamber ensemble that's without a conductor or without a band leader.
Far away, past mountains and seas, shines a light. Far away, over forest and trees, is a light that heeds neither rain nor shine. It continues to shine for you.
The soul part is the soulfulness of the intent of the music. The stories that we play, the lyrics that I say, we cover a bunch of different genres. We've got jazz undertones, we've got pop undertones, we've got some folksy stuff going on. There's some funk elements with some stank on it, where the neck is going and popping and stuff like that. Where you get this stank face and your nose wrinkles up and stuff, and you're like, yeah. So there's a little bit of that going on. Yes, with a cello. I know. In Spivey, which, sidebar, I can't wait to get over there and experience it in person. Going to also be accompanied by the Martha Ellen Stillwell School of the Arts Chorus, the Mesa Chorus. We're performing an arrangement of REM's Everybody Hurts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Wow.
Yes. And then they're going to perform another selection on their own. And somewhere in between, they're going to weave into the program teacher appreciation presentation. So I'm excited about the fact that my concert was selected to support or accompany this important ceremony honoring and celebrating teachers.
The purpose of this concert is also to highlight music education and teachers.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and they have special opportunity for educators to come. If I'm not mistaken, educators with an education ID can attend the concert for free.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then they can buy a second ticket for just $10. So that's really, really, that's awesome. And I think it's a beautiful gesture of appreciation.
You mentioned that your music has influences of pop and jazz and classical. Do you feel any sort of difference, or do you think it's really just the packaging that makes jazz different from classical, different from 80s pop?
I know for me, growing up as a classically trained cellist, I was so concerned about getting it right, you know, and getting it perfect, making it perfect, and the anticipated judgment of, you know, the adjudicators for all county and all state, and what is my teacher going to say? Am I playing this right? Is this in the style of whatever period or era I was playing? And it didn't, the discussion about feeling and playing from the heart and, you know, creating music and making art didn't happen for me until later in life. I'd say I was probably over 21. And at the end of the day, what we were talking about last night was, you know, if you make someone, including yourself, feel something, then you are doing it. I think that jazz as America's classical art form has many different avenues of packaging, of marketing, of branding. There are the purists, those that, you know, if it's not straight ahead, if it's not jazz, the jazz police, I like to call them. I love you, jazz police. And I respect, you know, the fact that there are different pockets, you know, but at the end of the day, seriously, if you're, whatever you're doing, if the intent is true and genuine, I think and that someone on the receiving end will feel it if you're feeling it when you do it, and it's genuine.
Shauna, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Erin. It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks.